This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the ethical features of dining table. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the ethical features of dining table. And today we will talk about one of these features, which is chewing food, chewing more food while you're eating. And this is ethical that when you eat something, you must chew it enough so that it is distributed into small pieces. It is crushed into small pieces. And once you do that, it is easier for the stomach to digest it. Now, unfortunately, we see that there are many people who chew less and they just eat things without chewing, or they chew for less time. And later, they have other issues. They maybe have the cholesterol, they may have the digestion issues, and they may have other issues as well. So, and they make it hard for the stomach to digest it. Now, in the Islamic lifestyle, it is recommended, it is highly recommended, and it is said to pay attention to this ethical point that when you're eating, you must eat and you need to take small bites, and after that you must chew it enough so that you're not getting sick after eating something, so that you're safe from being sick, from being ill after eating something. So it is recommended to chew more and more while you eat. According to some narrations, a person must chew a bite or morsel that he has for 40 times. Some of them have said 22 times, but the recommended is 40 times, so that it is being chewed well, and now it's easier for the digestive system to digest it, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the ethical features of dining table, and we were talking about the feature of chewing the food. It is said and it is recommended in the Islamic, when we talk about the Islamic lifestyle, in the Islamic lifestyle, according to the Islamic teachings, to chew more when you're eating and to chew enough so that the food that you have, it is being crushed into small pieces. Obviously, we have these teeth to crush the things that we eat. We take bites. And on the other hand, it lengthens the time of eating something. And in the Islamic lifestyle, there is a lot of emphasis on making a long time or spending more time in eating. Like when you're on the dining table, don't rush to finish the food. Give enough time and spend a proper time for eating. Do not rush. And therefore, we can also see that according to the Islamic teachings, therefore, they do not recommend in Islamic teachings these fast foods that we have to eat in 5 minutes and go. The things that are not cooked properly, and we are trying to just eat them in the same way. For example, it is cooked in 3 minutes and you're trying to eat it in 3 minutes. This will definitely bring harm to our body, these things. So we need to save ourselves. And because it is recommended to say take small morsels and obviously chew more, therefore it lengthens the time that we are spending on the dining table. And it is from the ethics of the Islam. And on the other hand, we have this narration which says, أَطِيلُ الْجُلُوسَ عِنْدَ الْمَوَائِدِ. Lengthen your time when you're sitting on the dining table to eat. فَإِنَّهَا, therefore, this thing, أَوْقَاتُ فَإِنَّهَا, because this sitting, these timings, لَا تُحْسَبُ مِنْ أَعْمَارِكُمْ, these are not calculated in your age. Therefore, if if the age you want to lengthen your time of living, pay a proper time on the dining table, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.